We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Welcome once again to the Thacker Mountain Radio Hour. We're coming to you tonight from historic Founders Square, the Pavilion at the Neshoba County Fair, outside of Philadelphia, Mississippi.
When you're feeling way down low, you got no place to go. Can't call a lover, can't call no friend, can't call you so-and-so.
Welcome to the Thacker Mountain Radio Hour. As I mentioned, we're on Founders Square here at the Neshoba County Fair outside of Philadelphia, Mississippi. We're in this old pavilion. They still got the old cakewalk numbers down here on the floor, on the stage. I remember my grandmother taking us here when they did the musical chairs, and you stop and you get a cake, of course. And she proudly took a cake over to our cabin where everybody there was a diabetic. It was a great time, ladies and gentlemen. We're so delighted to be, thanks Ricky, we're so delighted to be here. We've got a big crowd and we know why, because we've got the hottest country band in the world right this second. Chapel Heart is here. We've got a fine author who's going to have the biggest crowd he's ever read to, who's actually won the James Thurber Award for American Humor, very funny guy, Harrison Scott Key. Now, here you go. And one of the best songwriters working today, Charlie Mars, is here, y'all. Charlie Mars. But y'all got a taste of this house band. We love them. Let's get a couple of tunes from them. It's the Yalla Bushwhackers. Yeah, the Bushwhackers, y'all. Let them hear you. Let them hear you. Yeah, yeah. That's Ricky Burkhead on the drums, Slade Lewis on the bass, Tyler Kemp on the piano, and up front there is Paul Tate, our band leader and guitar player. Our house band, the Yalla Bushwhackers. Week in and week out. They got through the pandemic rehearsing over the phone, sending each other tracks, and kept the show going. Doing what all of y'all did to get through it, and they got through it, and here we are, y'all. Here we are with y'all in person with real human beings and everything. So nice. Well, oh, Charlie, I have misplaced my notes about you, so I'm just going to have to speak because I've known you so long and I love you. Speaking of getting through the pandemics and so forth, Charlie Mars has been writing songs now for some years now. And y'all remember him, he's had bands through the years, he's played solo, he has in more bands, he's been out in Texas, he's made a name for himself, and he is still here in 2022 writing great songs, still playing them. He's not a bot, this is not a bot or a hologram, ladies and gentlemen, it's an actual person that plays an instrument and sings and writes his own songs. How refreshing. Y'all please welcome one of our best buddies, Charlie Mars.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Neshoba County Fair 2022. Thirty-five years ago, I played on this stage for an audience for the first time. My father told me that if I would play at the talent show, that he would buy me a guitar. And so I'm so grateful to have made it all these years to be back here on stage at the Neshoba County Fair. Yeah. And I've been working on a new album for about a year. I have some copies for sale if you would like to come over there and engage in commerce with me after this performance. If you just want to chat, make sure you're standing behind people that want to purchase items. This is the title track off of that new album. It's called Times Have Changed. Credit line, and it's getting crowded. Man on the TV says it's a getting warm. Ain't no kids in the front yard, no football in the street, no lemonade stand, no tree house in the trees, and it's getting crowded. It's getting warm. What happened to no sir? Yes ma'am, and looking folks in the eye, the family and the good Lord, and thanking them every night. Oh, I ain't saying I wanted things to stay the same, but man, time have changed. Ain't nobody on the front porch, no rocking in the chair, no neighbors dropping by, cause they gotta get somewhere, and I bet it's crowded there, and I bet it's warm. What happened to no sir? Yes ma'am, and looking folks in the eye, the family and the good Lord, and thanking them every night. Oh, I ain't saying I wanted things to stay the same, but man, times have changed. It ain't like leaves in the fall. No, it ain't nothing like that. It's like the girl that you love, who ain't ever coming back. Yes, ma'am, and looking folks in the eye, the family and the good Lord, and thanking them every night. Oh, I ain't saying I wanted things to stay the same, but man, time, man, time have changed. I was in Nashville at a friend of mine's house. She had a Pinterest board on her computer, It said Dream Kitchen at the top of it, and then it had 100,000 photographs of a kitchen that one might dream of. And then later that day, I could not get that title out of my head, Dream Kitchen. And I sat down with a friend of mine. He said, "Do you have an idea to write a song we could write a song with?" And I said, "Yeah, I want to write a song called Dream Kitchen." And he said, "Okay, let's do it." And so we did, and I've been playing it ever since. Now, this song has got a sing-along, a little part to it, so I'm going to show you the first chorus. I'm going to show you one time, then you got to join in. Does that sound good? Yeah. All right, here we go. Met her on Sunday, called her on Monday, I took her out Saturday night. Wasn't 3 months later, I rang in a trailer, you know when you know it's right. Then I came home Friday, she was looking my way, and she looked a little uptight. Running everywhere, pulling out her hair, cause you know when something ain't right. She don't want no high heels, she wants that dream kitchen. Oh, I blame it all on that magazine subscription. What do I know about Southern living? Oh, I can't stand to see that look in their eyes. I'm gonna buy a dream kitchen. It was out goes drinking, out goes fishing, out goes Friday night. I was working overtime and saving every dime, cause you know when something ain't right. She don't want no high heels, she wants that. Where you at, Neshoba County? She don't want no high heels, she wants that. Yeah, I blame it all on that magazine subscription. What do I know about Southern living? Oh, I can't stand to see that look in their eyes. I'm gonna buy a drink, get your hand. I was all love and devotion, and there she stood at the door. Did you get that big promotion? She don't want no high heels, she wants that. Yeah, I blame it all on that magazine subscription. What do I know about Southern living? Oh, I can't stand to see that look in their eyes. She don't want no high heels, she wants that. Yeah, I blame it all on that magazine subscription. What do I know about Southern living? Oh, I can't stand to see that look in their eyes. No, I can't stand to see that look in their eyes. I'm on a buy dream kitchen. I was in a town called Greenville, South Carolina. I called my agent. I said, "I don't see the venue here." She said, "You're supposed to be in Greenwood, South Carolina." So I drove there, and the people that were putting on the show were very displeased with me. And I don't like to be accountable for my actions. So it led to a personality conflict that lasted throughout the evening. I was at the Hampton Inn after the show. I had one of those sketchy red apples from the brown bowl in the lobby. There was an exit sign next to my window, which opened all the way, and I wrote this song. It's called Hell Yeah. Looking out a rainy window in a hotel in Caroline, I was drinking free coffee, smoking that smoke from an apple by the exit sign. Can I get a hell yeah? Hell yeah. Oh, I wish I was on that river wide and I was rolling gently home.
and that I had one last chance to do it all over again. And maybe I would buy me a house, yeah, with a little white picket fence. Oh, looking out another window at 20s Texas night, I was south of the rock where I was born. I remember those rustin nights. But can I get a hell yeah? Chance to do it all over again, and maybe I would buy me a house, girl, with a little white picket fence. She said, make me a promise. Once you make me a promise, you can keep. Oh, if you get in trouble, I can get you out. About that, girl, I got no doubt. Just to look at all of the trouble I've been in, can I get a hell yeah? Maybe I would buy me a house, yeah, with a little white picket fence. Oh, I'd buy me a house, girl, with a little white picket fence. Oh, I'd buy me a house, yeah, with a little white, a little white picket fence. Hey! Out another window and another picket fence goes by. Can I get a hell yeah? Thank you very much. The Shelby County Fair. I hope I come to see you. Come see me again sometime. My name is Charlie Mars. I'm from Yallabusha County, Mississippi. Hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Charlie Mars, y'all. Let him hear you. Charlie Mars. As we mentioned, we've got some Charlie Mars music right over here at our table. I bet he'll join us and sign some copies. And I'm very sorry that Charlie chose this moment to have a group of people curse on public radio. I'm really sorry that Charlie made that decision. Man, he's good, isn't he? That's stand here, one guy, yeah. He is good. All right, we'd like to remind you that you are listening to the Thacker Mountain Radio Hour. You're hearing us from the Founders Square Pavilion here on the Neshoba County Fair outside of Philadelphia, Mississippi. We've got a full house in this pavilion. Great house, great evening. We're having a great time. I'd like to remind you of where you can hear the show. We're on WUMS 92.1, University of Mississippi. We're on the stations of Mississippi Public Broadcasting, of Alabama Public Radio, WYXR Public Radio in Memphis, Tennessee, and WUTC Community Radio in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I just like saying it. Also our sponsors, the Arts Council of Clinton, AT&T, Cannon Motors, Delta Magazine, Delta State University, the Golden Moon Hotel and Casino, where the Yellow Bushwhackers will be appearing later this evening, not on stage, but on the floor, if you know what I mean, ladies and gentlemen. Hell yeah, they can't wait. Head Auctions and Realty, the Lyric Oxford, Mississippi Arts Commission, the Mississippi Humanities Council, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Neshoba County Fair Association is a... Man, thank y'all. Party waiting to happen. The R&B Fader Charitable Foundation, Dr. Ralph and Douglas Vance, Snooky and Mary Lou Williams Foundation of Water Valley, Mississippi. The Snooky Cam is hooked up in heaven, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Stephen and Kay Gates, Square Books, Taproot Audio Design, our award-winning sound engineer, Jeffrey Reed. Tom and Carol Sharp, Visit Oxford, Wayne and Weta Drinkwater, the Yazoo County Visitors Bureau, the Yatnapatapa Arts Council, and our special friends down here, the Grand Poobah and the Pavilionaires, including Denise Snelling Hull in Cabin 232, Dorothy and Tom Herworth, Cabin 4, Jeff and Jessica Dennis, Cabin 202. They want us to drop by after the show, right? Yeah. Larry and Michael Johnson Family Foundation in memory of Snooki Williams. I'll take that. Cabin number 14, Peyton Prosper, old Peyton, into cabin number 82. Oh, humidity. Oh, the humidity. Rosie and Stephen McDavid, cabin 205. We love them. Wade and Lee Allen White, 272 and 275. The good folks at Head and Auction Realty, our Thacker Mountain Radio family, AT&T, the Neshoba County Fair Association, Scott Bounds, Dr. Joe Jurd. How much we love old Dr. Joe. Oh, man. Mississippi Arts Commission, the National Endowment for the Arts, all helping to bring Thacker Mountain Radio to the Neshoba County Fair, and our good buddies Chapel Heart as well. Alrighty, y'all. Our next guest, as I mentioned, he's published two books. They're both laugh out loud funny, where you want to put it down and tell your friend this line you just read. And the man won the James Thurber Award for American Humor. So it's not just us who think he's funny. He was born in Memphis, grew up in Mississippi. His first book is called The World's Largest Man. It's a true story, as he says, about what it's like to be related to insane people from Mississippi. Yeah. His follow-up book is called Congratulations, Who Are You Again? A true story of how modest professional ambition can nearly destroy you and those you love most. I understand Harrison is working on a new book and even a new book after that. A very funny man. Like I said, you don't have to take our word for it. The National folks gave him the award. He's been on the show before and he killed it. I know he will again. Y'all love him. Please welcome Harrison Scott Key.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. It's so great to see so many people out for an author. I'm sure you guys saw me on the internet this week. I won the top prize on America's Got a Drinking Problem. I've been told there will be some sort of a worship service in this space tomorrow. Is that right? Is that happening? All right, raise your hand if you're coming to that. Three people. That's great. Well, if you're not going to come to that, I got a little sermon for you tonight I'd like to do. First, I'd like to thank Pete Perry, Cabin 291, everybody in the Perry family for hosting me. Thank you. I'd like to thank, my truck got stuck in one of the many ditches of Neshoba County yesterday. I'd like to thank the six different people who asked for permission to pull me out with their very large trucks. They fought over the privilege of it. One of them won, so thank you for doing that. I'd like to thank the security for not towing my car. I parked incorrectly earlier. So thank you to the security. Big hand for Neshoba County Fair security. Okay, yeah. You guys are drinking. I grew up way out in the Mississippi woods, but twice on Sundays and once on Wednesdays, we drove to the Church of Christ. It was a throwback to another time before electric guitars. We had black deacons and white elders and women who wore long flowing skirts because God was God and sin was sin and ladies' pants belonged in hell. You could find neither pianos nor pipe organs in our sanctuary, nor tambourines, nor choirs, all of which were considered unholy. Christmas carols could scarcely be found in our hymnal with all their pagan compromise. Easter was celebrated, but the more learned among us suggested that the bunnies and eggs had a secret affiliation to sex cults. The general thrust of every Church of Christ sermon was that the terrestrial life was fleeting. One was here but for the blink of an eye, and then all of us would fly away to mansions over the hilltop or hell below. And Jesus was how you got to the mansions. Some churches, they sign you up for the faith before you really even have a chance to think it through. But in our church, it was DIY Jesus. You had to compare your own life to the various rules and guidelines of the handbook, discern exactly how you'd F things up, and then once you were fully aware of your F-ness, step forward during the altar call in front of everybody and politely request to be dunked. If you didn't want to, fine. Burn in hell if you want to. It's a free country. By seventh grade, you guys are laughing because you've been there. By seventh grade, I still wasn't baptized. Baptism was for sinners, and I was a good kid. Sure, I talked too much in class and agreed to dares and got paddled at school more than anybody on the honor roll probably should. At home, I used gunpowder and gasoline and film canisters to make small bombs, to incinerate mounds of bovine excrement in the pasture, even though I'd been specifically asked by my mother not to make bombs of any kind. You boys thought about joining the church? Pop asked one night. I just turned 12 and my older brother Bird had just turned 15. Everybody at that church is crazy, Bird said. If Satan lived in anybody, he probably lived in my brother. He had already been expelled for gambling and had a C in math. All I had to do in order to be exempted from burning pools of magma while being tortured by demons in hell for a trillion years was to admit in front of our church family that these same demons lived in me and then ask for them to be removed by a holy rent cycle. Did I truly have to believe the story? Any given Sunday, you might find yourself wondering how snakes could talk and seas could part and men could walk on water or somehow could be eaten by a large fish and not merely survive but be carried hundreds of nautical miles inside the beast and not require medical attention. Are unicorns real? I asked my parents on the way home from church. They might be, my father said. Unicorns are not real, my mother said. It says here, God is strong as a unicorn, I said, my finger in the book of Numbers. He'll make a fine preacher one day, they said about me. Even though I snuck novels into church, tucking them away into my King James, I mostly smuggled science fantasy stories where humanoid aliens made love to brave earthlings in distant galaxies, which I knew might upset Jesus if he was real, maybe, though it could hardly be called a sin. All this reading greatly improved my vocabulary with words and phrases like orifice and erogenous tentacle. It's in the Bible, so shut up. Put that away, my mom said. Boy, my father said, placing a hand big as a bear trap on my neck and squeezing it until I required chiropractic intervention. I tuck away my pulp novel for the Bible itself. The older I got, the stranger this book seemed. Noah's groin is practically the protagonist of Genesis 9. Sometimes I'd find myself listening to the sermon and overcome by a desire to stand up right there in the middle of the sanctuary and just say something that would freak everyone out, like, hey, look at this erogenous tentacle. I had begun to worry I was a child of perdition, unsure if hell, the hell I gaped into, was real or lived only in my imagination. If I could just see the devil with my own eyes or one of those fire-breathing cows, maybe then I could believe. And I finally believed one Sunday. I saw the truth. I arrived at Sunday school first and I sat alone reading my Bible. I'd always been so enthralled by its ghosts and prostitutes and pillars of fire, but still could not see what any of that had to do with me. Brother Dale, our preacher, often preached about the blind receiving their sight and the lame walking and the lepers being cleansed and the deaf hearing and the wretched of the earth being raised up. But all of that just seemed in the past. Why should one become a disciple of the Lord God Almighty in such mediocre times as ours? What was there to preach for besides school bonds and improved highways? And then right before class, something happened. Through the door came our teacher, and with her she brought something more real and more fearsome than a dragon, a poor little blind boy with a little cane. Good morning, children, the teacher said. This is Willie. Hi, Willie squeaked. I cannot tell you the morning's lesson, for I was consumed by a deeply Christ-like compassion for this poor child of God. What blessings had I to live in such luxury with two working eyes? It's like he stepped right out of the Bible, this child. And time flew, as always happens when I'm feeling exceptionally righteous. And before long, class was over. It was a lot. Can someone help Willie get to the sanctuary? The teacher asked. Yes, ma'am, I said, volunteering. Jesus, I knew, would want me to. Thank you, Willie said, in my direction. I could feel the seed of charity growing inside my disbelieving little heart. Willie clutched my arms as we navigated our way toward the sanctuary through a forest of thick forearms and the squeak of Sunday shoes on polished linoleum. How did Willie spend his days, I wondered. I spent mine with axes and footballs and knives and rifles, but you can't give a rifle to a blind boy. What do you like to do, I asked him as we walked down the hallway. I like horses, he said. I like riding them. I pictured Willie riding a horse across a pasture, perhaps into a ravine. It seemed unsafe. I liked helping people, especially when others noticed me helping. Laying up treasures in heaven is what my grandmother would have called it. When good people do good things because God is watching. Such an act of service has the effect of elevating you to a higher spiritual plane, which can make it difficult to lead the visually impaired, who in fact dwell on an earthly plane where many three-dimensional objects exist, whether you see them or not. And that's when I heard the crash. Poor Willie, clutching his face and crumpled now in a heap at my feet, had, in the midst of my holy reverie, slammed into a floor-mounted drinking fountain. Oh gosh, I said, looking down at Willie, doubled over and bleeding from the face. It's okay, poor Willie said, through a blood-soaked smile. More responsible churchgoers rushed in to help the boy, lifted him from the floor, brought tissues for his nose. And I stood there, stunned, humiliated, hot coals heaped upon my head. I tell you, no matter how many treasures you've got tucked away in the First National Bank of Canaan's land, you do a thing like that, it feels like all the good gets washed away. God put that fountain there, and I knew it. And I knew it in my heart, and I hadn't noticed because I'd been noticing everyone notice me. I'm so sorry, I said. Something had happened to me in that moment. Something ruptured. It came unmoored. The demon of pride let loose and made visible. Willie had broken his nose, and I had fractured my enduring belief in the unsullied purity of my own intentions. It would take me years to understand this fact, but the understanding began in that church hallway that a good person is a temporary and imaginary creature, as make-believe as unicorns and dragons, because the best of us are often the worst, full of proud and viperous snakes, believing ourselves gods. The dragons did not just live in history and myth. They lived inside me. If you'll turn to page 114 in your hymnals. All right, so after that happened, I got baptized because of what happened. And you know what? I still believe it. I believe all of it. And I know this may be upsetting to many of you. Many of my readers want to believe that I am a pagan who dances naked around bonfires deep in the forest like a normal person. I do not generally dance naked around bonfires unless pressured to do so by my colleagues in higher education. What do I believe exactly? I believe in God. I believe in happy endings. I believe they're real. I believe the Bible is both a comic novel and the oddest and most accurate accounting of human psychology ever assembled. And listen, I know it's weird to subject yourself to an ancient religion that dares you to believe, that dares you to live according to a collection of primitive writings featuring more murder and foreskin content than is perhaps advisable for young children to know about, the central theme of its stories being that everyone should imitate the strange behaviors of a divine hayseed born in a Palestinian cowshed to an eighth grader who just woke up one day pregnant. But you know, you probably believe some crazy things too. I know a respected scholar who believes electromagnetic energy can cleanse her breast milk of impurities. But I don't tell her I think she's crazy because Jesus says I have to feel compassion for the insane. I'm sure she thinks I'm nuts because I believe the Christmas story really happened. As a child of Mississippi, I've known many teenage mothers who are virgins. They're called Baptists. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you all. I love you so much. Thank you.
Harrison Scott Key. One more time for him, y'all. He's one of your own. Yes, there's obviously problems at home. All righty, y'all. Our next guest is Chapel Heart. They are from Poplarville, Mississippi. The band's name comes from a church there in their hometown. Two albums are called Out the Mud. The newest one is called The Girls Are Back in Town. NBC TV's America's Got Talent, they were on this week and had the golden buzzer moment, as you know. I do not want to hear anybody talk about overnight success. These young ladies have worked hard for this moment, that's right, to get onto the stage, not only of this beautiful Neshoba County Fair. We found out today the Grand Ole Opry has booked Chapel Heart. Y'all, please welcome Chapel Heart.
Neshoba County, I need y'all to put your hands together like this. Come on. Well, I thought it was hard living in a small town. Everybody knows your name. Lord, your business travels round. But I knew, oh, I was made for something bigger. Well, I graduated school. Job at the hospital, but I was still on the run, cause I knew, oh, I was made for something bigger. I put my green boots on my feet to go chase this life that was made for me. Come on, this show the count. Truck and mama came with me. We fired her on up, came to the Big Easy. It's a whole different world. Yeah, it's definitely something bigger. I've seen the greatest things I've never seen in this life that was made for me. Come on, Neshoba County, put it together. That he's given, and I want to say thanks for this life that I'm living. I realize, Lord, it didn't have to be. Thanks for letting me change the world. This life that was made for me.
quiet Saturday. Look, we cried enough Tuesday, I think, for everybody, okay? We all cried enough on Tuesday night. I'm going to try to get through some of this music without crying tonight, y'all. Oh, man, anybody excited to be here tonight? Y'all, I think it's going to be a good night. What you say? Yeah. I think you might hear something old, something new, something barred, and maybe something blues. I don't know. We'll cover it all. So, y'all, has anyone noticed Mississippi is the talk of the town? And by the town, I mean all over the world. Yes, indeed. And so, we've been singing this little song, and before Tuesday, this thing kind of started catching on. We've been playing it in Mississippi, and it's been catching on like wildfire. But if you hadn't downloaded The Girls Are Back in Town, you got to do it, because this song is on that album. Yes. And I don't know, it feels so special to say this tonight, but we were raised by some strong Mississippi women. So we want to dedicate this to all the mamas, the aunties, the grandmas out here tonight. Sisters and best friends. Women, we birth legacy. And we're so excited to share this song with you tonight. We wanted a song that talked about all the generations. We've got five generations. I said, if I'd have known any better, now we got to go write a song called Five Mississippi. We missed one. But we wrote a song about the four generation of Mississippi women, and we just hope that all the beautiful and amazing things our Mississippi mamas have taught us that we'll pass on for generations and generations and generations. So anybody ready to rock tonight? We're going to sing Four Mississippi. Rock.
Mississippi, four. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, four.
So if I'm not mistaken, I think we might be recording for the radio right now, right? We're live on the radio. I want to also say a great big thank you to Country Radio and all the radios in towns just like this who said, man, this music is cool. Before Tuesday, they said this music is cool. Y'all send me your MP3. I want to play this on the radio. Thank you so much to all the radio and media. When the industry was like, I don't know about y'all, the radio and media were like, are y'all blind? These girls are the it. So thank you so much, radio. But I think we got one more song to do for the radio. And then we gonna roll this show. And radio, what y'all say we do a little bit of You Can Have Him, Jolene? Can we do that for the radio? A lot of beer, a lot of wine. I spent so much time believing that that midnight phone stopped ringing, but he'd leave the room and answer every time. Well, it didn't seem so easy with that broken glass in pieces. You holding me and saying you were wrong. Well, I'm tired of second chances, these sad, sad circumstances. He's your problem, good luck keeping it.
I'm gonna fly with you now.
You know I'll fly away? All right. Thank y'all so much for being here. We're going to say goodnight to our radio audience. We invite every single one of y'all to stick around. They're going to do another 45-minute set, but one more time. One more time for all our guests, if you don't mind. Mr. Charlie Mars, ladies and gentlemen. Charlie Mars. Mr. Harrison Scott Key, the world's largest man. He will join us at the table. Harrison Scott Key. And one more time, y'all, for Chapel Hart. How about Chapel Hart? Thank you for coming out. If you'd like to help keep the show on the air, we're on the internet at ThackerMountain.com. Go see us at ThackerMountain.com, or you can sign up right here at our table. We've been doing the show for 25 years now, y'all. And this is the biggest show we've ever done by far. This is really unbelievable. Thank y'all for coming. We're going to get one more song from the Yellow Bushwhackers and Chapel Hart. This will never happen again. See y'all on the radio.
Some glad moment when this life is over. To a home on God's celestial shore.
And post-production engineer is Jeffrey Reed. Our front-of-house engineer is Blake Gardner.
Just a few more weary days in me. I'll fly away. I sent to that land where joy will never end. I'll fly away. Somebody sing it tonight.
Programming on WYXR is brought to you by a grant from Arts Memphis, who has been working behind the scenes for 60 years to support and amplify arts events, programs, and experiences that together make a more vibrant and accessible Memphis arts scene.
Support for WYXR, including our 2024 Stereo Session Series, comes from the Memphis Music Hall of Fame, honoring Memphis icons like Sid Selvage and many others whose enduring contributions to music are still inspiring and influencing people worldwide. The 2024 Memphis Music Hall of Fame ceremony will be held Friday, September 27th at the Cannon Center for the Performing Arts, honoring James Carr, The Gentrys, Jazzy Faye, Wicked Wilson Pickett, and more. More information at Memphis Music Hall of Fame.com.
I'm Patrick Tamburino, host of the Techno Strategist podcast. Join me as we navigate the ever-evolving world of IT managed services and beyond. We'll explore everything from selecting the ideal tech partner to the forefront of cutting-edge technologies, all infused with my own unique perspective and hopefully a touch of humor. Don't forget to tune in to the Techno Strategist on the WYXR Podcast Network. For more information, head over to WYXR.
You're listening to WYXR 90.